It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on our daily devotional. Today, we're going to talk about values. Really, values tested, to be honest with you. We've been talking about, really, the rise and fall of ministries, right? Some people get... God breaks through in so many realms for some of these movements, and they really are movements. When you're talking about Hillsong, Vineyard, prophetic movements, different areas that are getting shaken, these are incredible movements that ultimately don't hold the values that got them there, right? I remember having a conversation with Carol Wimber one time, and I said, you know, I don't know much about the Vineyard at the time when I was talking to her. And I said, you know, I wouldn't step foot in a Vineyard church. I mean, they're not that powerful. And she said, well, they're not Vineyard. And I realized that in a short amount of time, movements can go off track. We're values people. Values people mean that it means a few things. It means when relationships change, values change. It means when the values are not the same, things go awry, right? And I'm not just talking about, I am talking about biblical values, but I'm not just talking about like, oh, we value, I don't know, the worldly things. I'm talking about those spiritual values in your life, those aspects towards God that kind of made you great, right? When I think of values, it's essential to your life. And if you value miracles and healing, then it's shown by you praying for people. If you value financial blessing, which we do, it's shown by your giving. If you value the presence of God, then it's evident in worship and your devotion to Him. Like, values are incredibly important. The danger is when you start to move away from those things. Because the lie is, well, we've evolved. You don't evolve from surrender in the cross. You don't evolve from holiness. Like, the lie is, well, we've moved on. You've not moved on. You're moving away from the Lord. And in so many, forget the ones we've named, in so many situations, you can see people that they enter in faith with such value system. And then over time, they lose those things. And that, you know, there's not an amount of money on earth. There's not an amount of girls on earth. There's not an amount of anything on earth that's going to take you away from the presence of God and surrender and holiness. Like, it's not. It doesn't exist. And so you have to ask yourself today, what are the values that you're living by? And are you fighting to make sure you maintain, you're keeping those values? Right? Are you allowing your heart to be tenderized to where you're continually keep the values that the Lord's put in your life? Because, you know, I'm not asking you, are those values popular? Because they're not going to be most of the time. Like, truth is truth. Whether it's popular or not, it doesn't change the fact that it's still truth, right? And so, you know, we are in a place where God is trying to reawaken our understanding and awareness to what those values are that shapes our world and shapes this world for Christ. It has to be heaven invading earth. It has to be holiness till it hurts. It has to be surrender and honor and all of these traits, feeding the poor, all the things that we value, radical generosity. Like, those are values you can't go away from, or you will end up in a bad place. And ultimately, when movements go off of their value system, when they go off of the reason they're there, they'll begin to dissolve. It doesn't matter if the price goes up, you still keep the value. We're going to talk about it after the break.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
When I got married, and we just celebrated this week, actually, 14 years on Tuesday. Isn't that crazy? A couple days ago, 14 years with my love. Hey, listen, I love this woman more than you'll ever know. She's my best friend. She is everything. I mean, when we got married, we made a decision. I saw a lot of men of God without their wives. I thought it was bizarre. I knew men of God that didn't even like their wives. I thought that was even more bizarre. And I knew men of God that liked the break away from their family. I thought that was even more bizarre. Even more bizarre than the even more bizarre. And I made a value system with my wife that we were going to travel everywhere together. It wasn't negotiable. It didn't matter if we didn't have the money or not, we were going to make it happen. And in the early days we did, we traveled every single place together, didn't change. Then we had a kid. Kids free for the first couple of years, still traveled together, didn't change. Now we have a kid that costs money. Costs went up. Now we have another kid, at least the one's free. Costs went up. Three kids. Costs went up. I got a 9, 5, and 3. Cost is up. There was never a moment in all of that time, in the last 14 years, there's never a moment where I said, oh man, it's going to cost too much money to have you guys come with me. You better not. Never. And it wasn't until basically last year, because I do travel up to Connecticut a couple times a month and our own churches, literally for a 24-hour trip, that I'd fly in, preach, fly out like I do a couple times a month. It wasn't until I did those 24-hour trips that I didn't bring my family. That was the only time ever. And like I said, it's literally a 24-hour trip. And thank God for great family and friends, you know, in Connecticut, which is like a hometown. Obviously, I was born and raised there my whole life there until last year. It wasn't until then that I didn't. And I still bring them once a month when I go on these trips to Connecticut. So it's really like once for 24 hours. It's a value system. It doesn't matter the cost. God always provides the cost. Always. Everywhere we travel, everywhere we go, you wouldn't believe the miracles, the honorariums, the blessing, the people that want to take care of my family. I think every single one of my children are like platinum or executive platinum with American. It's a value system. It doesn't matter if the cost goes up. You still hold the values that you believe in. They're going to be tested. There's never going to be a moment where your values are like, hey, man, you ready to get off me for a little while? It's not going to hurt. No, it's always going to be tested. And you have to hold the ground, hold the line, and not let it go. What are the values in your life? Are you fighting to maintain those values? Because ultimately, in the movements on the earth from the beginning of time that have fallen, men of God that have fallen, churches that have collapsed, people's lives that have collapsed, it always is linked to a lack of values. It's never a blown tire, friends. It's always a slow leak. And the slow leak happens when we stop maintaining our values, when we give up from what we knew was from God for us on this earth. When we walk away from those things, you not only will cease as a movement or a minister or a person, period, you will. And so today, what are the values in your life? What are the things that you believe? What are the things in your core that you know God has called you to? Well, everybody should long for holiness. Everybody should long for purity. Everybody should long for prayer. Everybody, you know, these are foundations of the faith that we have to hold the line for. We can't walk away from, you know, the power of these values. Again, all the shaking that we see on the earth is so healthy and needed, and it's going to take really laid down lovers. It's going to take people completely surrendered to Him for us to see some of the greatest moves of God that have ever hit this earth are lying in the days ahead. We love you. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.